Hey everyone, welcome to the Dr. Josh Axe Show. I'm your host, Dr. Axe, and each and every week on this show, we explore the science and principles behind how to grow in body, mind, spirit, and take your health and your life to the next level. On today's show, I'm going to walk you through step-by-step exactly how to reverse type 2 diabetes and how to naturally balance your blood sugar. By the way, you're going to be shocked to find out just how many people not have diabetes, but how many people have pre-diabetes. And if you have insulin resistance, blood glucose issues, or you're pre-diabetic, this advice can radically change your life. And so I'm so excited to share with you the exact diet, the supplements, the lifestyle factors that can help you balance your blood sugar, reverse disease. And listen, insulin levels are so important to have good energy, to slow the aging process. So if you want to promote longevity and look and feel younger, you need to know all this information. I go through all of the research on how to do that in today's episode. Before I dive in though, make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a single episode. Listen, if you're not subscribed, you're missing a lot of the transformational content I'm putting out on a regular basis that I know is gonna help transform your life in a big way. Well, here's the reality. When you look at diabetes statistically, there are over 463 million adults who had diabetes in 2019. And that is projected to raise to 700 million by 2045. In the United States alone, there are around 40 million people who have diabetes and around 100 million people that have pre-diabetes. That's one in every three people in the United States has pre-diabetes. And many of those people don't know or realize that they have prediabetes. If your insulin levels aren't normal consistently, then you likely have prediabetes. If you feel fatigued and tired a good part of the day and you notice your sort of energy or your insulin is jumping during the day, then you likely have prediabetes. And that's something that can cause you to gain body fat. It's something that will lower your energy levels. It's something that will cause you to age more quickly. It's something that predisposes you to autoimmune disease, causes your joints to ache and age more quickly. This is why it's so critical that we start to balance our blood sugar. The other reality is if somebody has diabetes and they don't take care of it, the side effects for what it does for causing early blindness and deafness and degeneration of nerves that can cause somebody to lose limbs. I mean, it's a really, really serious issue. And that's why I want to encourage you that you can reverse it. You know, I have had thousands of people help thousands of people reverse their type 2 diabetes. I want to share a quick story with you. I had a husband and wife. They were professors at a university in Tennessee. And they came in to see me and they both had had type 2 diabetes. One had had it for 10 years, the other for over 20 years. They came into my clinic. They were on the standard American diet. And I basically put them on a diet high in protein, fiber, healthy fat. We lowered the carbs. We did a few supplements. Specifically, I had them do a chromium supplement and cinnamon. And in 40 days, they completely reversed their type 2 diabetes. Both of them did. One of them lost 20 pounds. Another one lost 10 pounds. They got more active. I mean, they said, Dr. Axe, you literally, we feel like you probably saved our life or added years to our life. I said, it wasn't me. You made the great changes yourself. Here's a reality. If you have diabetes, if you follow this advice, 99% of the time, you will reverse your diabetes. That's the reality. There are medical professionals that I used to have as patients came in my office. They would tell me, they said, my doctor told me I would have to be taking metformin or insulin the rest of my life. And they would come in and a few months later, it'd be completely reversed, happened almost every single time. And that's because it is a reversible condition. Your body, your pancreas is constantly regenerating and your cells are constantly regenerating. So if you start doing all the right things in as little as 1 month, oftentimes you can actually reverse this. Now, I want to talk more about these trends. Listen, the prevalence of diabetes type 2 has increased by 62% over the last 10 years, according to the World Health Organization. And when you look at demographics as well, now that was specifically for the middle class or low to middle income countries, but we also see demographics of urban areas having a higher prevalence as well by about 10%. And the global health expenditure, by the way, for diabetes, the past few years has been around $760 billion. And it's estimated that by 2050, it could be almost $1 trillion in expenses if we keep headed down the amount of people that have the diabetes that they have. So it's important to remember that if you have diabetes, your medical costs go up dramatically. And that actually costs the country. It costs taxpayers because of what the taxpayers are having to pay for our medical system today. And so it's important to remember, if you have a health condition, it doesn't only cost you, it costs your family and everyone else around you that are part of the country you're living in. Now, I want to dive into what diabetes is exactly and what the root causes of type 2 diabetes are. The first thing is, diabetes is a chronic condition that's characterized by insulin resistance and high blood sugar levels. Here's the pathophysiology of this condition. Your pancreas produces insulin, but the body's cells do not respond effectively. One of the metaphors people use is that your insulin receptor sites go deaf. They can't hear anymore. They're burnt out. They don't work anymore. So your cells, these insulin receptors, don't bring sugar into the cells. So what happens is, when sugar stays in your bloodstream, which is what causes high blood sugar, sugar is in your blood rather than your cells. Well, then when that blood sugar stays in your blood, your body says, "Whoa, we've got too much sugar here." And your body essentially responds to it like it's a toxin. That excess sugar starts to cause inflammation and immune reactions over time. And that then will cause, again, joint pain, cause you to age more quickly. It causes oxidative stress on the body. Again, aging and inflammation. Inflammation is what happens when you have excess sugar in your blood. Some of the biggest symptoms of type 2 diabetes include increased thirst, frequent urination, hunger, fatigue, blurred vision. The statistics for type 2 diabetes versus type 1, around 95% of people have type 2 diabetes, where around 5% of diabetes cases are more of those type 1 cases, or type 1 plus other in terms of the diabetes cases. And so that's around 35 million Americans today have type 2 diabetes, according to the Center of Disease Control. Now, here are the biggest root causes of diabetes. Number one are genetic factors. If you have a family member that had type 2 diabetes, your mom or your dad, you have an increased risk of about 2 times, possibly even 6 times. Now, I do want to mention, I think a lot of even the genetic factors is due to lifestyle, because you are eating the same thing and doing a lot of the same things your parents did. Therefore, it's going to affect you. But there are also actual genetic factors where your genetic weakness might be connected to your pancreas and part of your cellular health, responsible for bringing that glucose or that sugar into your cells. So there is a genetic component. However, just know this. If you have type 2 diabetes and you're saying to yourself, "Well, it's genetic, there's nothing I can do about it," that's incorrect. Almost every person I've ever worked with type 2 diabetes, whether they were genetically susceptible or not, was able to reverse the condition. And so even if you have had parents who had type 2 diabetes, or genetically you are more predisposed, it's still connected to epigenetics, which means you have to turn on that switch via lifestyle, which means we can also turn off the switch via lifestyle. Some other things that cause diabetes statistically, according to the medical studies: sedentary lifestyle. If you are not moving, if you are sitting all day, that increases your risk. This is why walking and exercise are such effective treatments for diabetes. Poor diet, of course, we're going to get into that. Obesity, if you're overweight, increases your risk of diabetes by 80 to 85%. By the way, there's a study done called the Framington Heart Study. It was a very large scale study. They found that individuals with a BMI over 30 had a 7-fold higher risk of developing diabetes. Now, I go less on solely BMI, but if you're looking at body fat, if you have high body fat, you have a much, much higher risk. Again, high body fat or high BMI, a sevenfold increased risk of diabetes, which is much higher than your genetic risk. It's higher than almost anything. So keeping your body fat low via exercise and diet, those are the two primary factors. I mean, stress plays a role too, but that's the secret to reversing diabetes. I want to talk about the foods that most increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and that are going to increase insulin resistance, prediabetes, blood sugar spikes in general. High sugar foods by far, right? Of all the things that are going to affect your blood sugar, high sugar foods such as sugary drinks like sodas, candies, baked goods, pastries, desserts, these are all going to spike your blood sugar. By the way, there's a lot of sugar in things like Frappuccinos from Starbucks as well. I mean, sugar is hidden in a lot of things. Barbecue sauce, one serving is sometimes 12 to 18 grams of sugar. So you got to be careful because sugar is hidden everywhere. Refined carbohydrates, white bread, white pasta, potato chips. You know, a lot of these foods that are high glycemic are going to eventually turn into sugar, causing blood sugar spikes. Wheat bread. Those are going to be issues. Processed foods like fast food, processed snacks, seed oils are going to increase your risk of diabetes. There is a study done. It's called the Nurses' Health Study. And women who consumed 1 to 2 sugary drinks per day had an 83% greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Think about this. 1 to 2. Let's go with 1 here. If you drink just 1 sugary drink a day, a soda, a Frappuccino from Starbucks, a fruit juice, 83% higher risk of developing diabetes with just 1 sugary drink a day. So you can see here where if you cut down on that though, or you don't drink that, if you replace that with something natural, what does that do for reversing type 2 diabetes? Well, it does a tremendous amount. Here's some other lifestyle factors that have been linked to type 2 diabetes according to medical studies. Lack of exercise, smoking increases your risk by 30 to 40%. Stress is really a big one, emotional stress. And there's a study done at Harvard that found physical activity reduces diabetes risk by 50% or more. So we know that movement helps tremendously. Now, when it comes to diets and the foods that you're eating, there are numerous medical studies that show that changing your diet will help you reverse diabetes and lower those A1C levels, which is the blood marker that typically we correlate with having diabetes. There are diets like the DASH diet, which has been shown to reduce A1C levels by 0.3% over 8 weeks. There's a ketogenic diet. There's low carb diet. There's carnivore diet. There is a Mediterranean diet. Basically, any diet where you're eating more whole food, you're lowering carbs, increasing your protein and fat intake, has been shown to reverse diabetes in a lot of cases. Now, I want to go through some specific food groups and then share with you my favorite diet, which is a form of, it's a diet based on Chinese medicine. It's close to a Mediterranean diet on exactly how to reverse type 2 diabetes. However, I want to get into some of these food groups first. There's a studies in the medical journal Diabetes Care. This was done on over 4,000 individuals. And they found that when you replaced your processed grains with whole grains, you have a 29% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So for instance, if rather than having white bread, you start consuming rice and oatmeal and quinoa, right? So switching your carb intake from the processed refined grains to the real food-based grains, the ancient grains, that's going to help you. If you're going to consume grains, your best bet is going to be brown rice, oatmeal, quinoa. And then I would also say if you're going to do bread, do an ancient grain bread that's a multi-grain bread that's sourdough, so fermented. So ideally you want to do a sourdough or sprouted grain bread. So those are the sort of grains you would want to replace. Okay. Now, generally, I don't recommend a high grain diet for people with type 2 diabetes. In fact, I sometimes recommend no grains for a period of time and then adding back in only sourdough and ancient grain sprouted breads. And that's it in terms of the grains. And then some rice and brown rice and things like that on occasion. But again, replacing the processed grains with whole grains is even helpful. Vegetables. A study from the British Medical Journal found that individuals who increased their vegetable intake by just 3 servings a day reduced their risk for type 2 diabetes by 14%. Fruits. There was a study found that if you increase your fruit intake, increases it by 12%. Now, the crazy part about this is whole grains in some vegetables and fruits, especially, these are all carbohydrate-rich foods. So you're just switching your carbohydrates. Now, generally, I would say you want to consume high fiber foods. You want to get a lot of fiber. So if you're going to reverse diabetes, here are the carb sources I recommend. Number one are vegetables. Eat as many vegetables as possible. Half of your plate should be vegetables. You can steam them, bake them, saute them. Some raw is fine, but you really want to do a lot of vegetables. Secondarily, berries. Blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries are going to be the best, along with pomegranate, okay? But fruit, generally speaking, is all okay, but those four I mentioned are going to be the best when we're talking about type 2 diabetes. And then when we're talking about, again, the third form of carbohydrates and high fiber foods I'd recommend are actually beans and legumes. Lentils, black beans, kidney beans, garbanzo beans, known as chickpeas. So doing hummus would be fantastic for you. So those are good options there as well. And then I would recommend nuts and seeds. And then I'd recommend some grains. But I wouldn't recommend more than one serving of grains a day if you have type 2 diabetes. You really want to focus your fiber intake and carbs on vegetables, followed by berries, okay? But again, vegetables are going to be the best of the best. And then I would say, actually, the second after vegetables is probably sweet potato. You only want to do about a half a sweet potato because you don't want to do too many carbs per serving, but some sweet potato with some pumpkin spice on there would be excellent if you have type 2 diabetes. The next thing you want to focus on is you want to get some healthy fats. There are studies on avocados, nuts, and olive oil and their ability to help with diabetes specifically. There is a study done on avocado showing it lowered cholesterol and helped lose weight in diabetics. There is a study done on nuts and seeds showing that those who ate a Mediterranean diet plus supplemented with nuts like walnuts had a 52% lower incidence of diabetes. Olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, reduced the risk of diabetes by 40% when compared to a lower fat diet. So you want to be getting avocados, nuts like walnuts, extra virgin olive oil, and coconut oil. Those are really, if you just have 4 healthy fats, avocado, walnuts, olive oil, coconut oil. And I'm going to add a fifth there, healthy fish oils from fish like wild-caught salmon or a fish oil supplement, okay? Those are the Fab 5 of fats you want to be taking when it comes to reversing diabetes. Now, along with vegetables, the food you want to eat the most of to reverse diabetes is protein sources like organic meat products. I would recommend wild-caught fish, like I just mentioned. According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, those who had regular fish consumption cut their risk of diabetes by 21%. Now, chicken is also beneficial, and so is red meat. I would do those as well, but make sure they're organic. That's the big factor there. And then I mentioned beans earlier, but beans also have been shown in studies to reduce your risk of type 1 diabetes. They're great because they have both protein and fiber. So doing lentils, kidney beans, black beans, chickpeas are great ways to help reverse diabetes. But here's what your diet should look like if you want to reverse diabetes. Protein is primary. It's the first thing you want to focus on. 30 to 50 grams of protein per meal. You can do protein powders like bone broth protein and a plant protein. You can do collagen powder. You can do grass-fed beef. You can do other red meat like venison, lamb, and bison. You can do chicken and turkey. You can do wild-caught fish. You can do eggs. as well. So get those good protein sources. The next thing is do a lot of vegetables. Okay, steam, bake, saute, however you want to do them, but do a lot of vegetables. And then after that, after meat and vegetables, then you probably want to do some beans, okay? Kidney beans, black beans, the ones we talked about. In addition, after that, the healthy sources of fat. All the ones we talked about, avocado, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil. And then I would recommend also getting some of the good sources of, I would recommend some berries. Don't go overboard though. You don't want to do more than one serving of fruit a day either, typically, but I would do berries. And then after that, you want to do sweet potato and brown rice. I think those tend to be the two best carbohydrates, sweet potato and brown rice, for people with type 2 diabetes. But really, there are so many meals you can follow based off of that that can help you heal. By the way, when you're cooking, use a lot of herbs and spices. Use a lot of cinnamon. I want to share with you a patient story. I had a patient come in. Her name was Dolores, and she was in her late 50s, and she had struggled with type 2 diabetes for years. She had had it over 20 years. And she came in to see me, and I said, Dolores, I'm just going to have you just change your meals. Just make a few simple changes. She changed her breakfast, changed her lunch, changed her dinner. And this is the sort of meal plan you want to follow. For breakfast every morning, she did a simple smoothie. She did coconut milk. She did a collagen protein. She also did a plant protein. And then she would either do about a fourth a cup of sweet potato or some avocado. She would sort of mix it up, or she would do blueberries, just a half a cup. And then she would put in a half a teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice, so quite a lot. And she did that every day. For lunch, she would tend to do a soup or a salad with just meat and vegetables primarily, sometimes some rice with that, and that was her lunch. And for dinner, she would do something like a grass-fed burger with a lot of steamed vegetables and some hummus or some cashew cheese, some avocado, and then she'd do a little bit of dark chocolate. And she reversed her type 2 diabetes in 30 days. She was blown away. She was like, my blood sugar after 2 weeks is almost completely normal in just 2 weeks. It can happen that quickly if you do all the right things. All right, let's talk about the vitamins and supplements that will make the biggest difference on type 2 diabetes according to clinical studies and balance your blood sugar. Remember, this is also critical if you are pre-diabetic or have any blood sugar imbalance whatsoever. One is vitamin D. According to a study, it improves insulin sensitivity by 21%. That's a tremendous amount. An A1C reduction up to 0.9%. So that's really tremendous. This is a six-month study done out of a major medical journal. So vitamin D, taking 5,000 IUs a day. Any day that you don't get sunlight, you want to take a vitamin D supplement, and you want to combine that with magnesium, ideally, and vitamin K2. The next is magnesium. A study found that your increased magnesium intake is associated with a 37% lower risk of diabetes. There are several studies that have proven this, very similar, about a 0.9% reduction in those A1C levels. So you want to combine, take a vitamin D magnesium combo supplement, or you can take them apart, or get a multi that has both of them. But you really want to take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D and about 300 to 500 milligrams of magnesium daily to reverse type 2 diabetes. Now, the nutrient that has the biggest impact on type 2 diabetes, now there's actually an herb I'll talk about that's probably the number one, and this will be the number two supplement. But in terms of minerals or vitamins, chromium picolinate has the biggest impact statistically on your fasting blood sugar levels and reversing and lowering those A1C levels. A study done on 180 patients with type 2 diabetes found that if you take chromium picolinate, about 200 micrograms three times daily, or up to 1,000 milligrams total a day, you can reduce your A1C levels by around 2%. So a really tremendous amount. Actually, no, most significant results in A1C reducing from, 8.5 to 6.6%. And so you want to take about 200 micrograms of chromium three times daily with your meals, okay? 200 micrograms three times daily with your meals of chromium picolinate has been shown to help reverse type 2 diabetes and reverse pre-diabetes. vitamin B12 or taking a B complex vitamin for 6 months showed to lower your A1C levels by 0.3%. I'd recommend buying a B complex that has methylated B vitamins. Now, I also want to mention another great source for vitamin B12 dietarily is going to be red meat. Eat bison, eat lamb, eat beef, eat venison, but get more red meat. In addition, taking a liver supplement or a multi-organ supplement is also going to help you get more of that very absorbable vitamin B or vitamin B12. Now, here are some other things in terms. So we covered the vitamins and minerals. Let's now talk about herbals. Cinnamon is powerful at helping reverse diabetes. In fact, it reduced A1C levels by 0.83% over 90 days. That's a very similar equivalent to what we saw with magnesium and vitamin D supplementation. Now, I recommend doing cinnamon with your food, doing about a half a teaspoon in a morning smoothie. It's the most cost-effective way to do it. You can add it to a lot of your meals. Now, if you're not getting it that day, maybe you just, you know, throw it in your mouth and drink it down with some water, or you mix it with a little bit of applesauce or your sweet potato or something like that, to where if the flavor's too much for you, or mix it in chocolate. You know, take some dark chocolate with coconut milk, melt it with a bunch of cinnamon in there and eat it that way. But generally, I recommend trying to get at least one teaspoon or more of cinnamon a day in your diet will help you reverse diabetes. Fenugreek is another herb that was used in Ayurvedic medicine to reverse diabetes and blood sugar issues. You typically want to get quite a bit of that a day. You could take that as a supplement. That's been shown to help. Now, the herb that has been shown to be the most effective at balancing blood sugar levels and reversing diabetes is bayberry leaf, and the extract in it or the active compound is called berberine. Studies have shown that this compound berberine can lower A1C levels by 0.9% over 12 weeks. So it has tremendous benefits, and even more so over a longer period of time. You want to take about 500 milligrams three times daily with your meals. You want to take that with that chromium picolinate. Those two together, if you had to just choose two supplements to take for blood sugar, berberine and chromium will have the biggest impact for most of you at balancing blood sugar levels. Now, there are other supplements I would do want to mention. Alpha lipoic acid is also a beneficial supplement for lowering blood sugar levels. There's also an herb that's tremendous called Gymnema sylvestre, and that's been shown in studies to lower A1C levels. So that's another good one. And sometimes you can buy these in a blend together. But remember, with cinnamon or pumpkin pie spice, there's a brand, Frontier Organic. I buy theirs organic on Amazon.com. Use it liberally on my food constantly, and tremendous benefits there. Also, I want to mention this one, probiotics. There was a study that found that probiotics, and this is a study out of the British Journal of Nutrition, showed that probiotics help with glycemic control and lowering blood sugar levels. They reduced A1C levels by 0.4% over 8 weeks. Reason being is good bacteria like lactobacillus and bifidobacterium allow your body to better absorb nutrients like magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, and even some of the herbs you're consuming, those compounds and B vitamins especially, which then helps balance your blood sugar level. So probiotics can also be beneficial, or eating probiotic-rich foods like coconut yogurt, sauerkraut. Those would be some really good options. Miso, others there to help. And then omega-3 fatty acids also can be great for reducing inflammation as well. And a few other herbs that have been shown in studies, turmeric, clove, holy basil, ginseng, bitter melon have also been shown to help balance out blood sugar levels. Now, I want to talk about movement specifically. Aerobic exercise has been shown to lower blood sugar levels. Walking, running, and swimming can lower your A1C levels by 0.7%. Strength training by 0.5%, but I think strength training long-term can be even more beneficial than cardio. And then even doing flexibility and balance exercises like Tai Chi, yoga, Pilates classes also are beneficial. But really, it's weight training plus doing some interval cardio will move the needle the most. But if you don't like exercising or you just refuse to do it, then walk around your mealtime has a big difference. If you can walk 20 minutes three times a day around your meals, so an hour day total, it'll balance your blood sugar in a really surprising way. It's also important to know that diabetes medications today tend to have major side effects. Metformin, the most commonly prescribed diabetes drug today, has been linked to gastrointestinal issues. Also, nutrient deficiencies such as vitamin B12. It's important to note that one study found that 30% of long-term metformin users had major vitamin B12 deficiencies. Now, that's a major deficiency. A lot more people were borderline deficient and not at optimal level. So what happens is when you take metformin as a medication, it starts to deplete your body and leach vitamin B12 out of your body. And vitamin B12 is critical for cellular energy, for mitochondrial repair, for general healing. It's for nervous system function. It's a really important nutrient. There's another class of drugs called sulfonylureas, which also increase your risk of hypoglycemia and weight gain by up to 14%, according to studies. And then insulin. Insulin also is connected to hypoglycemia and weight gain. So the reality is, now listen, you might be a type 1 diabetic watching this, and here's something you should note as well. Even if you can't fully reverse your type 1 diabetes, you can at least lower the amount of insulin you have to rely on, because taking insulin, any hormone, whether it be estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, or again, insulin, is not the healthiest thing you can do for your body. There are side effects of that. So if you are taking insulin, you want to minimize the amount you take to the maximum. And if you can take the supplements I talked about, follow the diet I talked about, do the exercise we talked about, it will at least reduce the total amount of insulin you have to rely on a daily basis and allow you to be much healthier because of it. So I covered a lot in this video, but remember this. One, if you change your diet, simply changing your diet to a diet high in protein, fiber, and some healthy fat and nutrient-dense foods, that can help you reverse diabetes. If you also couple that diet with some of the herbs we mentioned, like cinnamon and fenugreek and berberine, and then taking some of the nutrients we talked about, like vitamin D and magnesium in a B-complex supplement, doing that together along with walking and exercising some, the majority of the time, if you do what I just shared with you, you can reverse your diabetes for good, specifically your type 2 diabetes, and absolutely reverse quickly your pre-diabetes. Now, oftentimes, as well as I mentioned earlier, there is a stress component. So if that's a major factor, because if cortisol goes too high, insulin will often follow it. That's why getting good sleep, having good relationships, and keeping those stress levels low by scheduling things you love to do, those will also help. But again, just changing your diet alone in majority of cases will help you completely reverse type 2 diabetes. Listen, there are millions and millions of people. As I mentioned, there's 100 million people today. One out of every three people you know has pre-diabetes, and another 40 million have diabetes. So many people need to know the truth about how you can balance your blood sugar naturally and reverse both pre-diabetes and diabetes. Hey, one thing I'd ask you to do is share this episode on your social media page, or if you know somebody that's struggling with blood sugar levels or that's diabetic or pre-diabetic, share this video with them, because I truly believe if they follow the advice on this show, they're going to reverse diabetes, and it's going to add years to their life and add life to their years. It's so powerful what we can do together. And by the way, even if you're not diabetic, eat like this, because keeping insulin balanced will cause you to age more slowly, promotes longevity, and will help lead you to your optimal level of health and hormone balance. I want to say thanks so much for tuning in here to the Dr. Josh Jack Show, where each and every week I explore how to heal in body, mind, and spirit. Make sure to subscribe, like, and thank you so much for sharing this video. I'll see you on the next episode.